Yeah, but I still don't know.
I'd like to call the March 9th Legislative Committee meeting to order and confirm quorum. We have one. The minutes for February 17th are before you for approval. Moved by Spearing, seconded by Green. Any objection to motion? Motion passed without objection. Item 4A, SB 1339. Oh, I'm sorry. Item 3, legislative history.
Good morning, Chair Haggerty, Rebecca Long, MTC staff. I guess it's still morning, I believe.
You got one minute.
Well, on that note, I'm going to pass this over to Randy, who's going to update you on the most significant bill to talk about today.
Commissioners, at your place in a yellow form is a bill that I know you all have an interest in, AB 57. Some amendments to that bill were recently put over the desk. I want to draw your attention to them as an information item. If you look at a bill, it's on page 3. It starts on line 10, the way the bill's written. So it's item C. This is an amendment with respect to a representative on the commission. I'm going to read it to you. It says, one representative, each appointed by the Association of Bay Area Governments and the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission. It goes on to read the amendment. The representative appointed by the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission shall be a member of the commission and a resident of the city and county of San Francisco and shall be approved by the mayor of San Francisco. That's one amendment that was included in this bill. I'll go down to line 26, item G. There was a second amendment that had to do with when the effective date of this bill would commence. So all bills generally commence on the first day of the following year, or if they're an urgency bill, when the governor signs it. In this case, this bill had an effective date of 2015, and at this point, that effective date's been removed. And essentially, the effective date of 2015 has been struck out, and so no member of the commission, no county of the commission may have no more than three members. So that's the two edits that you see.
Okay, so with that, there's for a bill that we said would have no amendments, now it has two. I just want to confirm, I mean, I can read, but this bill will only allow no more than three members from any county, correct?
That's correct. That was, I screwed that up when I described, but the bill becomes effective at the end of the year.
I just want to confirm it. It's pretty black and white. It says it would prohibit more than three members, but I just wanted to make sure that
that's correct,
we're all understanding that. So this is an informational item. Unless there's any consternation from anybody on the committee, I would assume that this is okay, although I am now seeing Member Cortese.
I just a note. I was recently appointed to BCDC, and I noted that at their meeting they had not taken up the matter at all yet. And since the bill, not that that's our responsibility here, but this, at some point it would make sense to, it seems, to make sure there's some dovetailing of a discussion over there, rather than have people, you know, feel badly about not having a discussion after the fact. The bill, as I understand it, takes their appointment and, in effect, trades it over to the mayor of San Francisco, which may or may not be fine from their perspective, but just from a sunshining standpoint. I know there was an announcement there at the last meeting that there may be amendments, and they would be trying to talk to them in the future, but whoever's handling interagency dialogue may want to address that, Randy.
We have followed up with that. At this point, it was kind of the author's office in order to make that contact with BCDC in order to make sure they were aware that this was coming across so they didn't have to read about it in the paper.
Great. Thank you. That was my point.
All right. So this is an informational item. Member Giacopini?
Thank you. Just one quick question. I think I had asked someone about this earlier, but the way the language, as I read it, it states, it seems to, that it would require the non-voting members to live outside of the nine Bay Area counties. I just wanted to mention that.
Commissioner, I don't believe it does. The provision on residents of the same county applies to the voting members of the commission, not the non-voting members.
Does it say that somewhere?
Well, it applies to the folks appointed pursuant to A, B, and C, and the non-voting members are appointed pursuant to D and E.
Okay, anybody else? All right, then you have been duly informed that there's now two amendments on this bill. And we would move to 4A.
Thank you, Chair Hagerty. This bill, SB 1339, by Senator Yee, is very similar to a bill that we actually co-sponsored last year with the Air District. That bill number was SB 582. As you'll recall, that bill did make it to the governor's desk but was unfortunately vetoed. This bill tries to address the concerns that were raised by the governor. Essentially, what the bill does is it gives MTC and the Air District the ability to adopt an ordinance that would apply to employers of 50 or more employees and would require them to offer some type of commute benefit as outlined in options 1 through 4 on page 1 of the memo. One of the options, most importantly, is simply the ability for your employees to pay for transit, vanpooling, or bicycling with pre-tax dollars, consistent with the federal payroll provision. And this is very similar to what's in existence already in a number of Bay Area cities. San Francisco, Berkeley, Richmond, and SFO all have similar policies. Theirs set the employer size at 20, although Richmond and Berkeley actually go all the way down to 10. But that was really the sticking point and I think the source of opposition. So we've tried to address those changes, and we're asking for your support.
I got it. Motion by Lacara, seconded by Sparing. I'm sorry, Sparing. Any objection to the motion? Motion passed without objection. SB 1545.
Excuse me, Commissioners. This next item is Senate Bill 1545 by Senator DeSaulnier, which seeks to prohibit the use of public funds, which of course would be funds from here, for the renovation of the building at 390 Main Street. I think we're all pretty familiar with this issue. The provisions in the bill specifically are to prevent any further public monies to be spent until the audit is complete. I think you are aware that the Joint Legislative Audit Committee has begun an audit as a result of an action by that committee back last year. Furthermore, the bill, after the completion of the audit, would require that the issues raised by the audit be addressed in a report submitted to the legislature prior to the expenditure of public monies. We oppose this bill and recommend that you oppose this bill. I think a lot of the reasons are listed here in the materials. I'm not going to go through them all, but I think fundamentally our view is the purchase of this building had a full and wide public debate. This was a decision properly located before you. You've made this decision, and that we should move on and not have to relitigate every single decision made here, particularly from Sacramento. So with those comments, I would recommend that you forward this to the commission for opposition.
Okay. I got a motion to oppose. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Lacaro, second by Sparing, under discussion, Green.
I won't be supporting that motion. It shouldn't be any surprise. And although I certainly agree that the people who voted that way, I'm not surprised by their consistency, and I sort of admire that, actually. But I do think this. I can't go without sitting here and saying this. Under the staff report, in paragraph 1 under discussion, that amount of heavy-handed editorializing is not, I think, something that needs to be repeated. That entire paragraph probably should have been left out of the report. I don't think it serves anybody well. It's almost like pointing a gun at your head and saying, come on, pull the trigger. I really don't think it's correct. I can see where people on our side of the table say that. We're elected. We can say basically what we want to and face the voters the next time around. I think for staff to come up with that paragraph was a poor utilization of judgment. I'll understate it in that way.
Okay. Commissioner Dodd, did you have a question?
No.
Okay. So I believe I had a motion to oppose.
I want to
I'm sorry, Commissioner Sparing.
The
you know, I would hope that we would include in this motion that we ask staff to develop a strategy to oppose this. I think that that we should actively oppose it. You know, I think this is just going to be the beginning of many issues that we're going to be facing on this particular item. And so I don't know, is that appropriate for us to ask staff to help develop a strategy? Because I really think we have to really broaden our net as to the opposition of this bill.
A point taken, and yes, it is appropriate for you to ask us to
okay,
do that.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, could I would like to include that, if that would be a friendly...
Maker of the motion.
Who was the second? Was it you, Sparing?
You were the second, so I'm assuming you'll approve of that. So there is an amendment to the motion that also adds that staff actively develop a strategy. Is there any objection to the motion? Motion passes 3 ayes, 2 noes. We'll move on to Haggerty and Green voting no. We'll move on to 5A.
Chair Haggerty, if I could also, just in the interest of time, do 5A and C together. They're essentially, it's the
I'm
same
sorry,
item.
I'm sorry, did you say B too?
C, item 5A, item 5A and item 5C. I'll just do together. So it's basically a quick update of what's going on in Washington, D.C. As you may be aware, the Senate has taken a series of votes on MAP 21, their version of a 1.5-year authorization for transportation. When we're back in D.C. next week on Tuesday, this will be on the floor of the Senate for votes. There's a series of amendments that are there. Generally speaking, this bill, in our view, is pretty positive. We've come back a couple of times to you and articulated the bill, particularly as opposed to what the House was seeking to do. Not everything's perfect in this bill. There's some formula changes that we don't like. There's going to be some amendments on the floor to see if we can succeed in having a few things changed. But in general, this is happening right now. It is likely, we think, that this bill will get off the Senate floor. And if the indications from the House side is any indication at all, which we don't know if their indications are indications, frankly, they might take up this same bill and seek to pass it relatively quickly. So there is a lot of news happening right there, and I'll just leave that update there unless you have further questions.
Okay, is there any questions on the informational update? Hearing seeing none, we'll move to 5B, approval of the area projects for federal discretionary grants.
Kenneth Olin with MTC staff. You have two blue sheets of paper in front of you that are updates. And if you take a look at the attachment A and attachment B, the project list, so I can talk off of that. That might be easiest. On the Tiger 4 program, we are recommending you endorse two projects totaling $64 million. And on the backside of that, we are recommending you endorse a list of FTA program projects totaling $140 million. And just to quickly focus on the Tiger endorsement, I think this is the fourth round. I think we've learned some lessons from the previous rounds. What we're attempting to do here is to focus on one to two projects in the region and really notify USDOT that that's our focus. One is a high-speed rail implementation project on the Caltrain network. And the guidelines for Tiger 4 specifically call out that up to $100 million would be focused on high-speed rail or intercity rail. So that is the idea behind that. The second project is a freight goods movement project connected with the Port of Oakland, and the port has done well in the past in Tiger 1. And additionally, both of these projects have a local, a regional, and a national significance, and the guidelines really focus on that. So a final note on the list of Tiger projects, attachment A, there's obviously a lot of excellent projects on the list. Many of them have congressional support. But the fact of the matter is there's only $500 million nationally, so we're really trying to focus our efforts on honing in on one or two projects that we think have a chance at succeeding. So the recommendation is to move forward with those two projects, the two shaded projects on the top of the list, and then the entire attachment B.
There you have it. Any questions? Motion. Moved by Green, seconded by who was that? Sparing. Any objection to the motion? Motion passed the objection. Any other business before this committee? Mr. Chairman.